Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, you have entered the Song Therapy Suite, and tonight we will tackle another classic song along with a topic that will make you go mmm. So sit back, relax on the virtual couch, and Impeccable, Mo, T Million, and Tell Tally therapize your mind. And now your host, moderator, and sometimes referee, Mr. Impeccable.
Ladies and gentlemen, DJ, cut the music, cut the music, cut the music. Ah, I feel love is in the air. Have you ever wondered and wondered and even blundered what something could be? Have you ever said, something told me to do that, or something is making me act like that, or something like love is in the air? Malicious, can you smell it? It's the red week of love. Oh, that wonderful something, Mr. Tally. That's right. Something good. Something special. Something affectionate. Something sexy. Something hot and steamy. Something is in the air. Welcome to Song Therapy, my crew.
You know, I was going to say fresh in the air right now.
The smell of weed is in the air right now.
Oh, come on. You have to smell. Sometimes you have to take time just to think about something, you know, something besides all of the garbage that the media sometimes tries to put on you. And that's why we come to Song Therapy, so we can get something different than that is out there being portrayed in the media, whether it be true or false. Sometimes you just don't need to wake up and turn on the news, because it's not going to give you the inspiration, that something that you need to get through the day. If it's that bad, somebody negative before the end of the day, Malicious, is going to tell you all about the bad news. Anyway, welcome to Song Therapy, everybody.
That's some good stuff you got there, buddy.
Yeah, you felt
good. You got that. Ooh-wee.
I got it turned up really loud right now. If you can hear it, they have states that you can move to and get it naturally. But, you know, I'm on a natural high, Brother Tally. You've known me longer than almost anybody on this radio show. And you know what? I'm going to take that back. You've known me longer than anybody on this radio show. Anyway, what's going on with y'all? How y'all feeling? What you feeling about the Grammys? The Grammys. How about the Grammys?
What about the controversy at the Grammys?
Since it's Song Therapy, Tally, what you feeling about the Grammys this year, my brother?
Well, you know, it's you know, a lot of controversy came around the Grammys. First of all, it being so technically called whitewashed and sprinkled with a little flavor in there here and there. So, you had a few things. And then you had some stuff where people didn't remember, probably if they were born before 2000. They didn't know who Paul McCartney was. It was like, who's that old white man performing with Rihanna and Kanye West? And nobody probably remember Annie Lennox, and she came on and slayed them. She took them to church, and I'm sure they're like, who was that old white woman? So it introduced a whole generation to a new people. And then there, of course, was the controversy with Beyoncé singing Precious Lord when Letticia sang it in the movie Selma, and she was sitting in the audience. So a lot of interesting things that happened, but I am happy for Sam Smith winning 4 Grammys. I'm glad that whatever girl didn't win not one, that Iggy Azalea, whatever. I'm glad she didn't win none, because I'm sick of her. But other than that, pretty cool.
Sound like you got a little Iggy hate. Anyway, you and a few others. Malicious, how was your Grammy experience? I see you were texting us as Prince entered the room.
Yes, that was my highlight of the evening. But, I mean, Tally just about said everything that I could have said. So that was exactly
like he was wearing. Wearing an orange sherbet ice cream shirt, but he was
looking like a little
it
orange.
It doesn't matter.
Pumpkin.
I don't care what he could have had on. It does not matter. Prince is just right there. I don't care what he had on. He could have had on a tutu for all I care.
Close. I'm just kidding.
What happened? What happened when that guy went to hug Prince? He just gave him that look like, oh, no, dude, just stay right over there, homie. I don't do no hugs.
Yeah, Prince don't do the hug thing. You don't touch on Prince. He don't go for that.
Now, you know, I'm in a pretty upbeat mood at most time. I say for the most part, yeah, it may have been a little whitewashing on the Grammys, but it was real music. They weren't having no foolishness. Nobody had their pants hanging all down to the ground. And, you know, and you got a chance to see different musicians from all kind of genres. But the happy song, was it me or did Pharrell look like that little monkey on Hangover 3? I'm just wondering.
He looked like,
was it me?
Fine.
I mean, come on. I tried not to look at him like that, but when he came out there with that hat on, I was done. I was just like.
he like one of the monkeys in The Wizard of Oz, huh? Organ grinder.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
You know you were thinking it. Come on. Everybody was thinking it. He might even thought it before he put them, but you know when you get so much money after a while, you don't care. You're gonna do what you want to do. Obviously. Well, if this is your first time tuning into Song Therapy, we are the cause and the cure for some of your musical pressures. That's right. We experienced the Grammys. We're having a great week, and love is in the air. I didn't say it just for a meaning because people act a certain kind of way when they feel a certain kind of way during this time of the year. This is Valentine's Week, which they like to say, another made-up holiday so that they can spend money and get the retailers some more money and, you know, get you to get some of your money. And some people even feel guilty if they don't even get their so-called lover, girlfriend, or significant other a special gift. Is guilt in the air or is it love? I'm not sure. But if your problems are big this week and you don't have anybody to love and you're heartbroken and it's a time that you really prefer to be alone, Mo, would you roll out the virtual couch tonight? And we will gladly just lie you down on the virtual couch. And if your problems are really big tonight, the California King is coming. That's right. We're bringing another hit. This hit is not for the sad. So you just got to, like, lay on the virtual couch, like, with a cool washcloth. What was that all about back in the day, Telltale? Whatever happened, you know, when you overheated, your mother just send you right in there, lay down on the couch with a cool washcloth. Did that ever happen to you, Mo? On a nosebleed or something?
Yes, on your head.
What was the cool washcloth just make you feel better because it was on your head? What was medically was happening? We don't know. But that's what's going to happen to you virtually if, in fact, you can't get with us tonight on this hit by our guy. We tried to get him on, but we heard that he was still in Paris and couldn't get back, so we're going to plan him for another show. But I'm talking about none other than Mr. Avon himself. We're breaking down his record tonight. That's right, more. What exactly was he talking about in this record? Lyrics, I don't even want to share them yet, but he had some lyrics. And while people are not writing too much anymore, Avant is still writing those lyrics. Tonight's topic, Mo, what makes your lover, I'm saying it personal, crave for more? Think about it. Think about what's going on this time of the year, or is Valentine's week or day always in the air in your house? Who knows? Mo, why don't you tell us a little bit more about Avant? And maybe something we don't know. You know, everybody grows lyrically, spiritually, and musically.
Okay. Something was happening here. Sorry. Had a little technical difficulty. This is your girl, Mo, with Mo's Yesteryears. As fads come and go, it's nice to know that some things never go out of style. Case in point, power-packed R&B delivered a soulful singer-songwriter, Avant. The masterful crooner is back on point with his seventh album, Face the Music, as of February the 5th, 2013. It was inspired by R&B legends such as Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, Frankie Beverly and Maze, Luther Vandross, Kenny Babyface Edmonds, who became the guiding light in Avant's career. The project marks the singer's first release on Capitol EMI distribution independent label, Mo-B. That was me. I'm just joking. But the set does not do more than just pay homage to R&B masters. Thanks to Avant's innovativeness, Face the Music cooks up tantalizing blends of contemporary and traditional sounds, Moore was released in 2013. It was written by Avant, Chris Johnson, and also Andre Henry. Now let's check out Moore, and then right after that, we'll come back with Impeccable as he breaks down the rules.
About the very first time you made me want more. very first time that we made love.
Mm. Wow, he just stopped right there on a dime, reminded them the very first time we made love. If you just tuned in, that's right, that was Avant. This is the Love Week. This is song therapy. Something is in the air. That's right, something. What makes your lover crave for more? I think Avant might have, you know, he might have put it down on that one. We're going to have to really dissect this song. If you've never tuned into this wonderful therapeutic musical show before, here are the rules of song therapy. First, we play the verse, or we play the song, or we play the bridge, the hook, or the transitional phrase, tell Tally, and break it down in a melodic, sonatic beat. Did
say
I just make
again.
Up a word?
Say that again.
You need to pop past.
Like, man, say it again. You get me hot and bothered. Say it again. You get me hot and bothered. Sonatic. Say it again.
Sonatic. No, I'm just kidding. Does sonatic do it for you, Mo? Guys, call in. Sonatic is Mo's buzzword. You name it. Song therapy is going to open your eyes to
that's real. That's a safe word.
Sonatic. Sonatic.
That's not it. Kind of rhymes with that, right? You name it. Me and my crazy crew from Song Therapy, we're going to talk about the song. We're going to look at it from all different angles, Mo, just like you like it. And then we're going to make a determination.
What? How would you?
if you're healed, inspired, or excited, one of the three before the night ends. If you're looking to keep up with Song Therapy, we're on songtherapy.fm. While everybody else is calm, we're .fm, songtherapy.fm. You can find us Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all in that one location. Wow. We would say our West Coast correspondent was with us, but I think he is starting to headline Purdue's campaign. Is Purdue running again for president?
Ross Purdue? Ross Perot, you mean?
No, Purdue the chicken guy.
Purdue
anyway.
The chicken.
I don't know what happens. He might have got whooping cough kissing one of those chickens. Anyway, get well, T Million. Wink, wink. This week's topic, what makes your lover crave for more? Our musical therapist, Tell Tally. Why don't you give us some of the symptoms, my brother, that could happen when you crave for more from your lover?
Wow. Well, you know, this is Valentine weekend coming up, and everybody wants to know what makes their lover crave, or what can they do to make them their lover crave them more. And I guess that is the age-old question. Fellas, is it just about sex for the ladies, or do they need more? You know, Impeccable, our host, always says men are visual creatures. So when men probably think of this Valentine weekend, they think about stilettos and teddies and lipstick and hair done, where women sometimes are more emotional creatures. So they want you to show them more attention, and we give them affection with cards and roses and flowers and all that. But the interesting thing about that is women don't like always for you to show them just a little bit of attention, or when you show them attention, if you didn't show them attention, somebody else would. But they do get a little grossed out, survey say, when you show them too much attention. So what am I saying? We need to have a little bit of balance in order to make our lover crave us more. But here are some of the symptoms. You have to, one, make sure that you're spontaneous. Women love spontaneity, and ladies, men like spontaneity. You have to know the difference between love and lust. Love is unconditional. Love will always be there. But lust is for the fleeting moment when you just sometimes, as Biggie would say, you know, no whining and dining, we straight going at it tonight. Then you have to also learn speaking and listening. As I said earlier, you know, Mo has a safe word. So sometimes you have to learn to listen. And when you speak in your lovemaking, you have to find out what that safe word is. And then last, make sure you know your partner's boundaries. And we have to always understand that we don't want to cross people's boundaries and make them feel uncomfortable. And ladies and gentlemen, I think that if it's reciprocated both ways, then you will find out that your lover will crave you more and more. And that's totally with the symptoms.
So That's some interesting spontaneity, love and lust going on. Okay. Something's happening this week. Something is in the air. You're listening to Song Therapy. Thank you, Tell Tally. Tonight's topic, what craves, what makes your lover crave for more? Avant. That is the backdrop. He is our body of work. He's our therapeutic specimen for tonight. But you know what? I know it's Valentine's weekend. We're more of a therapeutic talk show, but we sprinkle some music into it. Why don't you play a warm-up song? See who remembers this one. Our old hot and steamy Boys to Men record. Not that they had many, but this was one of them. Let's go, DJ.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Injection, fella.
Okay, DJ, don't get them too steamy. Don't get them too steamy too early. I was sitting here. I used to think that, you know, that song, remember when Boys and Men hit the scene and Jodeci hit the scene. And remember that video to that record, Ma?
Mm-hmm.
You all right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. The name of the song was by Boys and Men. Right.
Yeah, we
when
remember
said,
that,
remember,
don't we?
Remember that yeah, okay.
Uh-huh.
Some uhs and ahs can go on. It's the week of ooh and ahing, I think, and some other things. Screaming, scratching, biting, and whatever else gets you both floating. If you're listening by way of mobile phone, and if you have a home phone, 347-855-8964, if you'd like to jump in just to tell us what makes your lover crave for more, maybe you got some secret, you know, ointment or spices you rub on his ankle or something that gets him going. I was trying to keep it clean, Telltale. You know what I mean? I wanted to go there, but I just say, you know, let me just start off the show on the ankle. I didn't even want to go too hard starting off. Anyway, just press 1 on your phone. We will see your hand raised digitally, and we will get you on with the Song Therapy crew. Who's up first? I think, Mo, you're up first.
No.
On the hook.
No, what?
See, man, you called in sick. What do you want me to do? All right, I'll take it. Go ahead. Come on. Let's start it off. The song starts off with a hook. This is Avant. More. We're breaking it down or something. Huh? What's the matter? You can't hear mine? Callie, should I go back to the actors' room and talk about something that could be in the air? I've passed and I've puffed it and
I guess
it over
passed
to Mo.
Mo, because she definitely getting the contact of him.
I don't know what she is doing.
You know what?
Mo.
You know what? Not to sidebar, seriously, sidebar. I just started laughing because it reminded me of that time we were all together. I'm just having a flashback, Mo. I'm sorry. Let's stay focused. Let's stay focused on the show. I'm sorry.
Hey, if you haven't met Mo, she really isn't, you know, she's really intelligent. If you were just listening, it was like, I remember that time when we were together and Tally, nobody else on the radio show knew that we were together and what happened. Okay, let me get it together. Mo?
I'm sorry.
Can you play?
I don't know. I said sidebar. I was trying to say the time that we all, like, our song therapy, you know, when we do our song therapy retreats, that's what I was trying to say. Like, when all of us, I said all of us. I didn't say that. I said all of us. All of us. All of us. All of us.
Yeah. Y'all definitely over there, Puff Puff. They down in the ATL getting
it in. We were pass-passing. Pass-pass-puff. Pass-pass-puff. Oh. Okay, come on. All right, let's go.
I'm going a lot of Shuck and Bubba. Come on.
You make me want. About the very first time you made me want
more.
When I'm going strong, I want
more.
Girl, I really, really
want your body, body, where you put it on me.
Got me thinking about the very first time. Time at the peak.
Okay, so
more.
This is your girl Mo on the hook, right? Got the hook, right?
Right.
Okay.
You are Mo, right?
Yes, Mo. I guess I am Mo. What Mo? What Mo? You what Mo? Mo. Okay. You make me want more. You got me anticipating you more. Boy, I really, really want your body, body, the way you put it on me. You got me thinking about the very first time. You make me want more. When I'm going strong, I want more. Boy, I really, really, really want your body, body, the way you put it on me. You got me thinking about the very first time. So seriously, on this verse, I think just to kind of just wrap it up and just, because it's very short and it's saying just very powerful things, I just think that most of us, you know, when we are at that point when we like to have sex, and most of us also spend a lot of time thinking about what can happen physically and also what we would do while engaging in that act. So through this, he's saying that he wants more every time she's around him, and he wants that body. So I guess he's looking at her in a silhouette type of thing, and the way she looks, like, you know, my co-hosts always say the onion booty. They like the onion booty and the red bottom shoes. So it's giving you that essence of that person that's in front of you that has that onion booty and those pumps on that makes you want them from the very first time you saw them. So I can't do any more with it because I'm ready for mine. But anyway.
Wow.
Can't do any more with it.
Well, seriously, you know how you guys always say, you know, like Impeccable will say, yeah, he likes the onion booty. You say you like the onion booty, you know, the red pumps and things like that. So it's just him looking at her, looking at her body.
Like,
me, got a hot body.
Like, I say onion.
You do.
I don't recall saying onion, but I have cried from time to time in my life, tell Tally. You know what I mean?
Okay, so you just said it the other day.
No onion intended. All right.
Throw you
under
the
bus.
Anyway, so I'm just saying, like, the silhouette of that body, like hot body, onion, you know, shoes, whatever. You get ready for that, you know, that spectacular evening, looking at her, you know, caressing her, wanting to be with her. Okay, there you go. And she's making you want more. I mean, could you imagine somebody walk in front of you, nice body, on your body, heels on, teddy, rocking it.
Ladies,
ready to sit on your face.
Pull out
your
pen if you haven't. If you haven't got your more outfit ready for your man this weekend or this week or tonight or whatever you want to kick off. You want to make it a week long experience, a year long experience. We are open for visual stimulation. So it got me thinking about the first time. The first time must have been good, tell Tally.
I know. I was wondering if it was the first time with her or the first time just in general. Because, you know, it's almost like they say when you get high, the first time is like you're always chasing that feeling. Well, sometimes. Sometimes the first time can be whack. But for most times, for guys, the first time is like beam me up, Scotty. You're always chasing that first time. That first time.
So let me
ask you
a question.
Like,
when you,
hold
when
up,
you
wait
see
a minute.
The
little man
time.
Came and knocked on the door. Duk, 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 duk.
Let me ask you a question. So when you see her the first time, what are you looking for?
when I see her the first time.
Yeah, like what do you, when you see someone, a woman the first time, what are you looking for?
I mean, you know, I think people like different things. I mean, myself, I just like well put together. So, you know, if they have nice legs, you know, I'm a feet man too. So if you have nice toes, and you know, especially summertime, or you know, I like women with nice feet, nice legs. You know, I mean, the body well proportioned. You know, it doesn't have to be. I'm not a huge breast type man necessarily. But I do like, you know, a body that's well-proportioned, feet are nice, nails are nice, you know, just put together. That's the first thing visually I probably look at. And then after that, I want to make sure they can conjugate a verb, you know, but, you know, other than that, yeah.
Conjugation. Conjugation plays big in the tally in our musical therapist life. If you just tuned in, you're listening in on as we describe and break down Avant's record more. It has a lot of sexual innuendos in it, but, you know, sometimes it's good to talk about sex. It's healthy to talk about sex. It is the love and the sexual, most sexual, quote-unquote, touted week of the year, I would say. You agree, Mo? Not saying that it is fact, but, you know, what the commentary is, this is the love week, Valentine week. We don't want to get into the history of that. We'll just go with the, you know, the warm and fuzziness of the whole week. Or, fellas, or your pockets just get a little lighter week. Is it just the fellas' pockets that get lighter, or do the ladies' pockets get lighter as well? We might have to get into that before the night's over. But what makes your lover crave for more? Mo, thank you for filling in for our co-host, T Million, who called in on a slick day and left us with his parts. Anyway, why don't we take another song? You said body, body. You kept repeating body, body. And I know there's one guy that made that word kind of famous, none other than the godfather of R&B. Why don't you just give us a little bit of this record? It keeps you in the mood, keeps you in the flow of the love week. Why don't you give him a little bit of My Body by Keith Sweat, Mo?
Body.
Keith, one of the official Get It Started crooners of all time. That's right. Let's get it started. Let's get the love week started. Let's get the grown and sexy going on. Let's get the exploratory committee out. Let's go get the new Ways and Means Committee tell tally and see what we're going to come up with.
Not the Ways and Means.
Let's take a lickation anyway. Let's save that for later. Let's save that for later. Wow, we are breaking down Avant's record. Topic, what makes your lover crave for more? What is it that just makes them want more? Avant, it's the first verse. Molicious, the first lady of song therapy.
Goodness.
You're up. Would you like me to switch with you? I'll switch. I'll take
verse. No, because I'm prepared for mine, so.
Mm. All right. She's prepared for hers. Tell Tal you heard her.
Hey, Mo, can you do me a favor?
At the peak, your knees are weak, and the sweat was dripping all over me. When I changed the pace, we took water breaks. We was at it, should have seen your face.
Hey, hey, Mel, can you do me a favor? Before you break your verse down, can you break it down in some red bottoms and in some lingerie?
I sure can. I'll pop that out for you right now.
Okay, I need that visual. I need that visual.
You were at the peak. Your knees were weak. And the sweat was dripping all over me. And I changed the pace. We took water breaks. Wow. That's really strong. They took water breaks. So that means that they were getting it on, like, to the next day. We was at it. Should have seen your face. So at that last part, we was at it. You should have seen your face. I guess she must have been making some, you know, sexual face innuendos, you know, scrunching her face up, or, you know, y'all get that ground face. But anyway, I think that with all of this, the sexual response cycle is divided into four phases. So within this, they had excitement, they had a plateau of orgasm, and then they had resolution, which means that there was no distinct from the beginning to the end. They just made sure that everything that they did was in a continuous process of sexual ecstasy. And that's Mo on the first verse.
Sexual ecstasy. They changed pace, took water breaks. You know, fellas, you got to change pace sometimes. Okay, how old you think you are? About 50, but when you get about 50 to 100, you like, hold on. Let's change this pace before they be looking for your inhaler out this mug. Anyway, Mo, the knees got weak, I see. Dripping. Is that just a summertime thing, or is it winter too? You start out under the covers,
well,
it's cold.
No, you
then
know what?
By the time you get finished, you...
No,
go ahead. Let me hear.
If you putting it down right, it don't have to be summer. It happened winter, spring, summer, or fall. If you putting it down right, that is the best sex ever. Drip all over me.
That's a lot of calorie burning. Wow.
That's what you got to burn the calories. You got to be able to burn. You got to be able to burn. I don't care how old you are. You got to be able to just get it in. Have your stamina up. Get all that. Burn it. Burn it, baby. Burn. Because once I get
you don't need no water. Let the.
This is song therapy.
It go all night long. Let it burn.
I see we struck a topic you really love, Mo.
We can take it from the bedroom to the shower, back down to the fireplace, down the steps, wherever you want.
You're a freak.
What makes your lover crave for more?
How about this one? How about this visual? Nah, I can't do that. How about this one?
Save it.
Just pick me up and let me ride on your shoulders. How about that?
How about that visual, tell Tally?
Can you handle that one?
Were you still able to see during that moment?
Can y'all handle that one? Check that one out.
We're gonna add something else this week called song trivia. Tell Tally. Are you ready for song trivia? You want to keep moving through?
I'm kind of ready. This is sort of a trivia. I mean, if you listen to, these are for the fans out there that listened to last week's show, and I was talking to Mo, and I said I want to spice it up. So, you know, the first person that calls in and can give this answer or text in this answer, we'll do something nice for you, maybe a little $25 gift ticket, a gift certificate to, I don't know, Target or something like that. But the question is, what artist is on last week? Is the first. It's a three-part question. What artist was on last week? What's special about today? And what is the name of what he's doing today? And why was it named that? So that's the four-part question. So the question is, again, if you answer all four parts, who was on last week?
I think we got somebody who want to answer, but go ahead.
Okay, who was on last week? What's so special about today? What's the name of what's going on today? And why was it named that? Those are the four. It's a four-part question. So if somebody can answer all four, $25 gift certificate to Target.
Wow, Tal. You got money, you know what I'm saying? She just tuned in. This is Song Therapy. And love is in the air. That little bit of something. Give me that something, like Maxwell said, if it's good, we could do a little something. Who knows that one? Who remembers that? Who gets their therapy onto that? You know, when you're heartbroken, it seems like only heartbroken songs come on. But when you're in love, those love songs come on. They're not writing them too much like they used to, but thank God for the musicians and the writers that came before some of the ones that are coming today, Telltale. Because I don't know if baby making music would even be out if it wasn't for some of the artists back in the day. Do we have a call on the line?
Mo? No. We can keep moving.
They got shot. I got a text alert that, thank you very much. My body wasn't Keith Sweat. It was LSG. I stand corrected. Thank you very much. Rest in peace, Levert. That is true. They did their thing. They were the original.
Girl like Johnny can do.
Right, you really think you can sing. All right, let's keep it moving. This had a B chorus to it. I'm up on the B chorus. DJ, let's go. Avant Moore, Song Therapy. Let's go.
We was at it, should have seen your face. And you knew exactly what to do. Keep me excited. Girl, you're so inspiring. Now I know where I need to go. When it gets serious, girl, you bring me home.
Say what? Say what? A B chorus is sometimes, it's just a melodic part of the song. It's not really the chorus, but it's just, it draws you in like the chorus. It's just another nice, smooth melody. But the lyrics on this B chorus or pre-chorus or however we want to say it is, and you knew exactly what to do. You wasn't dealing with any rookies here. It was a grown woman. Tutorial class did not need to come out during this encounter. To keep me excited, girl, you're so inviting. Like Melissa said earlier, with the heels, the red bottoms, the lingerie, the sweet perfume, the hair and nails did. Just she knew what to do. His girl knew what to do to keep it exciting. Like Telltale said earlier, we are visual creatures. We operate on the visual. We put the E over the I sometimes. Not much. It's the women. But if you don't know what that means, that's the emotion over the intellect. You usually flip it around until it comes to the bedroom, Telltale. A little visual. You can just about go to Paris. You know, I got a ticket to Paris. Okay. At the same time, while they're rubbing and being inviting and kissing you places that seriously you really weren't kissed. The next line said, no, now I know where I need to go. It was kind of like, was this the do you do me line, Telltale? If you do me with your inviting self, maybe, you know, you can get it reciprocated. Or was the invitation of the woman so wonderful that once the invitation was given, he knew where he needed to go? And then he said, when it gets serious, girl, when does it really get serious? In the bedroom, when is it super serious, girl? It wasn't any terms of endearment here, so I don't know if this was his boo thing or not. But that's the pre-chorus. It sets you up, because right after he says, when it gets serious, girl, it goes into the hook that Mo read so eloquently when the song first started off. And that's your boy Impeccable getting it started. This is the Love Week. This is Avant. This is one of his top records, More. This is something that everybody wants a little bit more. A lot of times, fellas, it's the women who want more after you've been conked out fast. Did you catch that Telltale on the Boyz II Men record, the very first verse? Start out with, in a minute, we'll be finished. I was like, dang. were they really putting it out there like that? Wasn't all minute. That you hoped for? Was it strong enough? No, Negro, it wasn't. It was only a minute. It was not strong enough. I mean, that was just a sidebar. I don't know where that came from, but that was my first time really paying attention to that. But, you know, they were putting it out there. Minute Man. Anyway, Malicious, You ready for a therapeutic reflection? Do you have a special Valentine love reflection lined up for us this week?
You'll see.
Stay tuned. Spontaneous.
I remember his moist tongue tingling with mine. His emotions laced his fingers, pulling at my hair just behind my ears, pulling my face to his, as if it was to unite dark souls behind our eyes. My heartbeat ascends through my chest, through his chest, to sync with our own. No space between the flesh of an angel's breath. A simple meeting of the lips curve loneliness and sorrow, brings forth the pain to the surface to escape between the mouths, merge together in a land of escape. Parting lips with no words, left an uttering and a murmuring whisper with the tongues. It is raw in its crimson swirl of sweet-tasting affection for one another. Gasp of passion in the moment of embrace, lips left nibbled upon the sparks that fly on the wings of desperation, melted as one in a liquid-filled desire, a moment of ravishing desire, becomes our hour of lustful wonder. A kiss is never just two mouths touching. And that has been your therapeutic moment.
Snap.
Don't break the mood. I was just going back to Mo Better Blues. Makes it Mo Better. Makes it Mo Better.
Makes it Mo Better.
That's what I'm talking about. This is song therapy. That was a wonderful. You need to put a string of those together, those therapeutic reflections one time, and just make it available on the website, songtherapy.fm, so that you need to go back and get a reflection. Good, bad, ugly, or sexy. You can go back and get it. Thank you, Mo, for always taking the time out to reflect. You know, everybody needs some time to meditate, to reflect, to just do something, like I said. Just don't do nothing. Stay positive and do something. We're breaking down Avant Moore. That's right, M-O-R-E, a four-letter word with some powerful meaning. More. What is he talking about when he just has to have some more? What is his woman talking about when she has to just get some more? Where does your mind go when you want some more? That's hopefully that your love is not stingy or selfish this week, or any week for that matter. Let's not make it just special, but because this is the special week, you seem like you would get more tell-tally than usual during this love week. You're up next on the second verse. We've done the chorus, we've done the pre-chorus, and we have done the first verse. So let's this therapeutic journey continue as you break down Tell Tally, the second verse.
Got me thinking about the very first time. Legs in a V, then we switch to an end, and it feels so good, we gotta go again. When it happens, go to sleep, wake up in the morning like it's make-believe.
Well, this is your man, Tell Tally, and I'm up on this second verse, and I think my colleagues have said it eloquently. I mean, this definitely is somebody that, when I think of the song in general and then the verses that are entwined, it is that it's an insatiable-type moment. They said earlier in the verses, Mo said, I think in the first verse, and he was talking about, you know, I go at it, I go deeper, we go at it again, we need water break. So this is somebody I feel that they've, you know, you've had a lover that you're comfortable with, and it's something like you shift to that fifth gear, and it's like, you know, it ain't the first time, because he mentioned the song like it was the first time. So they're very comfortable with each other, and they're going in, and their bodies are intertwined. And he says in the first the first line, got your legs in a V, so we know what that means. He has a leg up in the air and a V. Then we switch to an N. So I'm thinking in my mind, an N is one leg kind of out, one leg back. They're riding, they're doing their thing, and it feels so good. We got to go again, girl. When it happens, go to sleep. Wake up in the morning like it's make-believe. So it's almost to say, you know, that we're going at it so hard and so hard and for so long, and we wake up in the morning, and it's like, did we do what I think we did? And not necessarily is it in a bad way or a freaky, nasty way, but it's just like Mo said, when your bodies and souls are intertwined, it's just, we've all had that session of lovemaking where it just takes it to such a level that it's almost like, you know, do we emotionally and do we spiritually go to a place that we really hadn't gone before, because we just kept going higher and higher and higher. And so the things that we were doing were really kind of elevating. It's almost like, I mean, when I was younger, a friend of mine said he had the perfect evening when he was out with a young lady. And it wasn't so much about a sexual, but it was like everything just flowed. I mean, he's like, when we were driving down the road, every station I turned to was like a pickup from one song to the next. It was almost like it was a mixtape. Every light we caught was green. When we got to the movie theaters, it was like we got the last ticket. So it was almost like just the perfect, perfect elevation to each level we went to. It got more and more, you know, it got better and better, and it got more and more exciting. And we both were kind of on this magical mystery tour. And we woke up in the morning, it was like, man, you know, can you believe that that session or that being together was like no other time? So it's like high time and praise. So that's your boy's Telltale's breakdown of the second verse.
Wow. It's like, did that really happen, Telltale? You colorized that, babe. You got a nice coloring book, because sometimes, you know, words can't really do justice to it. But I think you did an excellent job of bringing that verse, bringing everybody into the moment that they may have experienced before, and even if they haven't, they might have wanted to after hearing you break down the second verse. This is song therapy. What makes your lover crave for more? That is tonight's topic. Is there any certain tricks that women hold back, malicious, for certain special days that they might not have given it all up on the first time or the second time or the 25th time, that they've just been holding back for moments like this on Valentine's Week? What do you think?
It depends on where you are in your relationship, you know? I mean, it's different if, I guess, you're dating somebody. Like, when you're dating somebody, you don't, you know, usually you just don't give up everything. It is bits and pieces, but I think for a woman, Valentine's Day is, and I can't speak for every woman, but people that I know and people that I know in my circle, Valentine's Day, when we look at that and we think about it, it's almost as if we take that day and you know, kind of honor the person that you're with. So to your question earlier when you stated, you know what I mean, do women spend money on Valentine's Day, or do they do just as much as the male does on Valentine's Day? I think in this generation we do. And I know from past experiences growing up, you know, the man was the one who, you know, did the flowers, did the dinner, did this, did that. But I think more of the independence of a woman in this generation, it seems to change. Like, it's not a problem where a woman says, you know, you're the person that you're dating or your spouse says, you know, let me take you out to dinner, you know what I mean? Or let me, you know, set everything up for you, for, you know, for Valentine's Day. So when you come in, you know what I mean, there's rose petals for you. There's this for you, you know what I mean? So in that regard, I think, you know, a lot of effort is put into it, because I think men appreciate that. And I think a lot of times, you know, it's not always about, you know, the man going to the extent. I think the woman has to go to the extent as well.
Well said, well said. This is song therapy. We are breaking down the song more. What does it mean to give more of yourself in a relationship? What does it mean to push just a little bit further? What does it mean to give a little bit more? Think back into the history, the early days of song therapy. It's the Love Week. DJ, why don't you play a little bit of this one? Guys, if you want to talk about a hot, steamy episode early in the song therapy analog, Cops Come Knocking, that's one for you when you just need some therapy during the day. Go ahead, Mo. Why don't you give him a little bit of the record? Let's go. Maybe we don't have it.
I don't know what's happening.
Don't even worry about it, because if you can't remember what the Cops Come Knocking is, maybe a man needs to go to the police academy, tell Tally.
You guys need me to sing it for you?
Go ahead. I want you to sing it. Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead. Let him sing it.
You remember Kevin Hart? No. No, come on. If we can't find it in the catalog, let's not even worry about it. Let's just move on.
No, it's in there. It's nothing's moving right now. I don't know.
All right. Don't even worry about it. Let's see if the bridge will play.
I can't do anything.
We might be having technical difficulties. That's the thing that happens sometime with internet radio. Who knows what's going on back there? Let's see
Houston,
if I can do anything. Houston?
My screen went blank. It says nothing.
Don't even worry about it. we can imagine what happens when the screen goes blank.
That's like
you blacking out in a lovemaking session. So I'm up on the bridge. You've heard the song. You can listen back and find out what the bridge is talking about. But I'm going to give you the lyrics to the bridge right now. It says, "It is unbelievable." This is the transitional part that changes the music. It changes the melody. It takes you over to the end of the song. It said, "It is unbelievable how you make me feel, girl. I'm loving your touch. It seems so unreal." So it's such a euphoric moment at this moment when this girl that you're loving is touching you that you can't believe she's touching you in this manner. It feels like an out-of-body experience. It's an unreal experience. You say, "Oh, whoa, girl. Like that's my spot. Like, you know, I'm like, you know what you're doing. Your hand game, your mouth game, your whole game is just on point." Sky's using adjectives like unbelievable how you make me feel, girl. And that tell Tally, she must have been doing the thing. She was really doing the thing. He is pulling out words like unbelievable. This woman must have been turning him all the way out. He said, "I won't let go." He said, "I can't let go." He's trying to hold on to it. Little men are running up his leg. He's like, "No. I won't let go. I can't let go." Then he says, "Baby girl, okay, the terms of endearment, I really want you to know this is it." It was like the bridge is like, "I cannot take it anymore. I got to let it go." First he didn't want to let go. He can't let go. But baby girl, I want you to know I need more. He needed more because she had taken him to the state of just ecstasy. That he can't even believe how good it felt, but it was so good that he had to get some more. And that was the bridge of the record. I don't know why the platform that we're using, the music isn't working, but if you can still hear our voice, that means that the show is still on. I haven't gotten any text alert to say that I'm up here talking to myself, but if I am, if somebody's listening and they just can't hear the music, please let me know, because we can't see the clock, we can't see the time, we can't see the callers, we can't see the music, we can't see the studio. Sometimes technology is against you, but the therapy must go on. Okay, thank you very much for saying that you can hear us. That was the bridge. Come on, when you're a songwriter, you got to have a dope bridge if you can't write a bridge. I mean, Avant is a dope songwriter. I don't know if you guys have checked out his work, his penmanship and his lyrics, but he knows how to put it down. And then we have the outro coming up. Mo, you okay?
Mm-hmm.
Mo is like my aunt when she calls me when she can't get on the internet. Like, well, she got to turn her Wi-Fi on first. That would do it, Telltale. You know what I mean? Turn your Wi-Fi on first, and then maybe You can get.
Really? I don't
you
think I'm technically
so
challenged. My name is not, you know, the rest of your host.
Oh, the rest of my hoes.
Ooh,
ooh, could he add an ST to my hoes? Okay. And I just thought
I
that you were getting. I know what you said. But I just wanted you to breathe in and out because you were like, it's gone blank. Houston, we have a problem. You know, it's like we were crashing to a brick wall or something. You know, did you hear Telltale? She was like, oh my God, nothing's happening.
Hey, Mo, what show is this line from? Danger, Will Robinson. Danger, Will Robinson.
Oh. It's okay.
All right, Lost in Space, for anybody else who is old enough to remember that Telltale.
Yes, Lost in. Remember that? Lost in Space.
I just got a text from somebody, Sally from the Valley.
What is she saying?
I know. We all
she
got
said what?
Oh,
okay. Mo is Mo. You all right? Anyway, guys, we're glad that you're tuning in. We're glad that the therapy is going. And the good thing about song therapy is the lyrics is what makes the show. You guys make the show. Your imagination, your appreciation, and love for music, and beyond just the love for music. You've also taken the time to dive into the song. So hopefully when you're listening to this show, when you begin to experience the music that you've experienced throughout the years and the new music, that you have appreciation not only for just, you know, a good catchy song, but you get into the therapeutic messages and the different styles of writing and how people write and the different melodies and harmonies they put behind the backdrops of our lives. Tell, this seems like a good time. Let's wrap it up. Let's not just try to beat around the bush like all of a sudden the music is going to start playing. Why don't you give us a recap on the symptoms, and we're going to get final words. And I don't know if it's a caller or a text alert or something you want to say special, you want to shout out. You remember that back in the day when you would call a radio station 100 times just to be like, I want to tell Lori I love her. Remember that, Telltale? What was it that people used to say on the radio? This is from your baby daddy, Craig.
I ain't never said that. I remember the. I remember when I was just telling us and I wrap up everything with mine. I remember when I was working at Carvel's and actually my bishop was working at the time with me and he knew how to get online and you know one of V103 get online and he would just dial 100 times, kept dialing number, hanging up, dialing, that's how old we were, dialing number, hanging up, dialing, and finally he got through. And I was dating this young lady named Yvette, and I was like, tell him from Yvette Glenn to Yvette Glenn. Oh, I shouldn't say no names, but anyway, Yvette Glenn, tell her that Craig Daddy loves her, and she's the most important thing in the world to me. And then he came on and said, and I didn't know at the time, actually he's married to this woman now, but our first lady's name, first name is Tijuana, and we call her Niecy, and I just never knew her name was Tijuana at the time. And he was like, Kebo would like to say to Tijuana, and we hung up, I said, Tijuana? So I started teasing him. I was like, Tijuana, get funky with me. He talked about angry, so yeah, that's what popped in my mind.
Hold on, okay, since you want to sing that song, what's the next line after Tijuana get funky with me? What's the next
behind
line?
Behind the world is a playground for the devil. Do you
that was close.
No.
That was close. That's close.
What is it?
Mo, you know the words?
What is it?
It's the idle mind. Is the playground of the devil. Do you want to get funky?
I don't mind. I thought it was always
behind
the world.
Right, behind the world. See, that's why you need song therapy.
The playground of the devil. Do you want to get funky with me? Do you want to get
funky? Do you want to get funky? All right, y'all don't know about that. That was your mama.
We might have to do that song. That was a hot song. Damn, damn.
The idle mind is the playground of the devil. Do you
want to
get funky with me?
Okay, now everybody knows it, right? All right, tell Tally, what are the symptoms? We're breaking down, Avant. Thank you for
he's
the Tijuana.
Yeah. I hope nobody from my church is listening. Please forgive me.
And if they are, then they are. They need therapy, too.
Please forgive me.
Jesus.
All right, well, here we go. The symptoms that we said when we talked about having one, make sure that you have spontaneity. I think that we kind of covered that a little bit. I mean, paint the picture in the song with the red bottoms and the lingerie, and in the song he was saying, as I go deeper and as I, we change pace. So the spontaneity of it, it may not have been that way every time, but this time you really getting it. And then we talked about love versus lust and said that, love is something that you have, but lust is that time when you just like, the song says, we're going at it tonight, we're leaving all the cares behind, yeah, girl. And Impeccable even said, maybe you have phrases of endearment, and maybe sometimes you just calling it everything but a child of God. And then three was, we talked about speaking and listening. So you have to be able to understand, and we talked about a little bit about what your lover likes and wants, and listen to what they are. I mean, he clearly says it in the song. He talks about, and he's telling her all the things that she's doing to him to make him feel good. And Impeccable Weaver said it's unbelievable. So some of the things he was doing, he was saying to her, and definitely tell that she let her know she was doing the right thing. And then we said, lastly, make sure you know your partner's boundaries. And we talked about, was there a safe word like pineapples? I don't do that. Pineapples.
Wow.
So those are
get your tongue out of my toe, Tally. I mean, out of my, anyway. Pineapples.
Pineapples. That's a safe word.
Anyway, those were the symptoms. Everybody needs to get a laugh in. It's song therapy. It's wonderful. Do you want to give your final words to this? What makes your lover crave for more?
Well, I mean, I'll just make it real brief. I mean, we kind of talked a lot of things, but I think that for me, the best point is really spontaneity. I mean, sometimes, this song doesn't really deal with it, but you just got to spice it up a little bit if you come home and play Butt Naked Twisters, or I think it's really more also of a mind thing. Because like Mo said, when you think about all day long about what's going to happen when you come in the door, and everybody, and we believe always that men think about sex more than women, and it's not true. So from just the sex standpoint, women think about it twice as much than men do. But they think about it, I think, in a different way. They think about it in terms of how they're going to be mentally stimulated, which will stimulate their bodies. Men, like you said, we visual. We just think about just something. The guy said in Boomerang, yeah, I know that's a nipple because I'm drooling. So just we see something and we think about it. But women want the whole act of I come in the door, he takes my coat off, he takes my shoes off, massages my feet. The whole emotional thing and the emotions, the gamut that they're running to emotionally. So I'll just end by saying that I think what makes, a woman, from my perspective, a woman crave you more is when you are spontaneous and when you understand what it is that turns her on, not only physically, but also mentally.
Mm. Okay, Tally, the foot rubber. You did say you had a little foot fetish. You
really
related
did.
To Rex Ryan at all?
Oh, my goodness. That's funny.
Anyway, no, thank you for recapping those symptoms. It is a night of fun. It is a night of music. It's a night of therapy, but it's also a week of love. And what makes a lover crave for more? What takes it to that next level? What makes it more, a greater quantity, a larger amount? What is your perfect night for a love weekend? Is it a getaway? Because sometimes you could be in the same city and just get away down to a suite at a five-star hotel. Just do something malicious different than you normally do. Sometimes all of the same just becomes boring, but you can spice it up by just getting exciting. It always doesn't come down to just a bunch of money spent, but if you can, you can set it off. You could bring them home like Tell Tally said, take the shoes off, start with a little foot massage, have the bath water run, like Mo said, the candles and the rose petals if you want to go that far. You can even buy some roses if you like, if your woman likes flowers, if she's going to take care of them or if you're going to take care of them. You can even, go to Vicky's Secrets or whatever, Fredericks of Hollywood or whatever her favorite lingerie spot is, and you can pick out the outfit that you like. Make sure you check her sizes, fellas, when she's not looking. Don't get her something too tight or too big. and she can't get in it. But you can make the night as creative and as special and as uninhibited as you and your lover will allow it to be. So I'm not going to take you everywhere. I'm not going to write the Valentine's book for you tonight, but just make it so that they want more. Like Yvonne said, in the morning, in the evening, just make it so beyond the moment that you spend together, because you don't know if you're going to spend that moment together, so make it special. Take it to a new level. You can't count on tomorrow being there, so make the most out of today. So if you're together now and you're waiting for Valentine's Day, ladies and gentlemen, you can get started tonight getting it on. And that's your boy Impeccable's last words. Malicious, final words on this topic.
I think that my final words would be, love is always bestowed as a gift, and it's a gift that is freely, willingly, and without expectations. So we don't love to be loved. We love to love. And that's Mo on her final words. And take love into the week.
Take love into the week. Shameless plug. Cisco's album is out, and he got some baby-making records on there. iTunes. His album is out. Tell Tally.
Yes,
tell
sir.
Them to go on Instagram if they're going to go to Song Therapy FM or Instagram if you're going to answer any of the questions or the challenge that you put out, the song trivia challenge that you put out.
That's right. Remember, once again, it's a four-part question. You can answer it on Instagram. We'll give you. If not, I'll just save my money for next week. You know, Impeccable. I ain't got it can be a running thing. You know, if nobody answers,
you don't even have to repeat
next.
It because if they want to hear it and they missed it, they can go back.
Okay, so four parts to the question.
No, you don't even have to repeat it. They can just go back and listen to the beginning of the show.
Go back and listen on tape. You can post it on Instagram, Facebook, and say, Telltale, here's the answers, and you'll get your 25. If not, it's like Lotto. The jackpot will just roll over to next week.
There we go. There must be a winner. Mo, take us home. Love is in the air.
Hey, love is in the air. When you're feeling the love is in the air.
A love boat. Soon we'll be making another run.
This has been a great evening. I would like to thank everyone for sitting on the virtual couch with the crew tonight and becoming a part of the therapeutic experience. So as you venture into this week, make sure that you love someone and love them just as much as you love yourself. So until next Tuesday, continue to go into your mind, your body, and your soul, and we'll see you next week on the virtual couch. And watch out, because next week we have Bobby V. So tune in. See ya, and we're out.
Okay.